Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Banda. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting fifth. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rene Lachman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jim Nash. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Word. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Donaldson. The throw from Freehan and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash hits a pop-up towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler takes first base on ball four. Northrup moves to second. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Northrup scores. Euler moves to third. It's 3-1, Athletics. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson juggles the ball. That's an error on Wilson. Bando moves to second. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday, who is chasing the ball. Frien reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 0 for 1 in the game. Mathews hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Donaldson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mathews scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hershberger for the out. Donaldson moves to second. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mathews settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Mathews. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Donaldson moves to third. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lachman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe catches it and throws to first to double up Monday. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Ed Sprague now pitching. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Northrup moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Euler takes first base on ball 4. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it and throws to second for the out. Northrup moves to third. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprague hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards first. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Frien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frien moves to second. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Webster hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Donaldson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Euler strikes out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Munday strikes out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lachman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Lachman reaches second base with a double. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matthews scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matthews scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Webster moves to second. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Freehan strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Monday strikes out. 1 out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lachman is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindblad strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Price pinch hits for Ray Euler. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Stanley pinch hits for Earl Wilson. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stanley for the out. 2 outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.